Today I've learned from this with Chaim Litzer B'Shai, Yom Ha'ishai Neil Rifka Mez Ma'ishai Israel, B'Yishchus for Shleim Ha'chaim Ma'ishai Ma'amalki, Yainis Ben Sarim, Yom Brech Ma'asar Ha'malka, B'Yishchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Reish Dalet. We are in middle of Sif Aleph. For those looking inside, we just turned the page to page Kuf Yod Aleph. So the Mechaber is going to continue to go through different items that the Brachas HaShahakol. In order just so they'll be easier, we'll go through each item and then we'll jump to the Mishabura on that specific item. I think this way we can remember them better. Okay. Again, these are some of the Yesaidis to determine the brachas. While Lulve Gefanim, these are a soft part of the branches of grapes. That's also Shahakal. So look in the Mishabura, Lulve Gefanim. So yesterday we learned that on the date trees, the palm trees, each year they grow near the leaves, grows a new pulp-like thing that the leaves come out from, and that is soft and is edible. And it's a shahakal because A, it's not the capri, it's definitely not what the tree is grown for, because by taking it off, you actually limit the growth of the tree. Same thing over here, by this soft part of the grapevines, this is not what they're grown for, and therefore they are shahakal. Val shkedim mesukim, when you have these sweet almonds, you remember sweet almonds we had much earlier on, we had sweet almonds and bitter almonds. The sweet almonds that we eat are generally grown to be eaten fully grown. And the shell gets hard, and you take the shell off, and you eat the almond. So when they're still very, very young, before they've ripened, and the shell is still soft, you go ahead and people would sometimes eat them. That's also shakal. Why? Let's see the Mishabura. Misukim, Ushke the Marim, Ayin Lel B'Simen Reish Beis. If, hey, there we learned a different halacha about the bitter ones, which we said are anyway illegal to sell here in the United States, right? So there was a little bit different because those are intended to be eaten when they're young. When they get fully grown, they're not they're dangerous to eat them. So, but these you would eat them. These are regular almonds that sometimes people would eat them while they were young, and you would eat it with the peel. Shame rakim bikli payin says the mishaburuv after came along the simon rage base siv base. The shari kol in London, by all other trees. As soon as the fruit starts growing, it's considered a fruit. So remember we said, if I have an apple that's not fully grown, but it's a tiny little apple, just started growing, and I take it, and it's royal achila, I would make a regular bracha. So why is this any different? L'chayr over here, by this almond, I'm doing the same thing. Shani hasam du nehanami gufa prisha noit noisa machmasai. Dear lamaisa, you are having enjoyment from the fruit that the tree was planted for. Aval hacha b'shkeidim misukim b'katnusam, these very small almonds, ain't in the hand of pirakma klipach itzayna. When you're eating it this way, the fruit, the seed, is so small, you're not enjoying the seed. You know what you're enjoying over here? The shell. Now, the shell is not what the tree is grown for, because the tree is really planted that they should become fully grown, and you should break the shell off, throw out the shell, and eat the almond. So over here, you're actually, your ikker thing you're eating over here is the shell. The loinotilu inish, I died to the klipa. People don't plant the tree for the intention to eat the shell. El adaita garinein, on the seed, because she is special and they ripen. But damilukaranel, therefore, once again, this falls into the same category as this pulp from the date tree, that it's not what you grow the tree for. Okay. Next thing in the Mechaber, Val Chazas. What is Chazas? So the Mechaber explains what Chazas is. Hu Shachas, this is wheat that has not yet grown more than a third. Okay, that's also Shahakal. Shachas, Tvua, Shaloi Haviyo Shlish. This is wheat that has not yet grown a third. The Chazi Lachila, you're able to eat it. Mishum Deloi Goma Pera, Nochas Chadarga. Since it did not yet ripen, it drops one level. Now, what would it be if you ate a fully grown kernel? It would be a hadama. Since this drops, since this is not fully grown, it's a shahakal. Any vegetable that you're eating that is not yet ripened would drop one level and would become a hadama. Okay. Valkara Chaya on gourds
Hadama,
or
when it drops a level?
What's that?
When it drops a level, it's Hadama?
No, I'm sorry. Is that what I said? Then I take it back. When
Yes.
it's Hadama to start, it drops a level, becomes a Shahakal. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, so this is not yet ripened, and therefore it drops a level to a Shahakal. Okay? Valkara Chaya, when it comes to... what are the words for it? Zucchinis. No, what's the family of not gourds? I'm having
Squash.
a squash. That was the word I was looking for. Different kind of zucchini is a type of squash. So I was just trying to remember. Okay, Valkaran squash chaya. That's raw. Now, generally, we eat squash cooked because it's much better cooked and it's grown to be cooked. So it's also shakal. Why? So let's look at Mishnah Berurah chaya. Shehu toiv mevusha yaisem chaya. It's better cooked. Since you're not eating it the way it's intended to be eaten when it was planted, it becomes a shahakal. Kimcha desari, flour, ground up barley, okay, is also shahakal. Let's see, Mishaburu. Kimcha desari, afila anasim shibolim shemayapshim, even those that were made from these barley stalks that were dried, the toivim lachilak tas, they're somewhat good. But lavdafka desari, this that he says ground up barley is not necessarily only barley. The huadin, the kemach, when it's wheat, shokol chamesh, shokol chamesh is mina dagam, any flour of any of the chamesh is mina dagam. Kavoy lekam simereish chesif hey. Behind the nukat sari, so why did the mechaber pick to bring us the case of sairim? The salka died the chamina hoyel the kashul etalaim. That since I would have thought that maybe even if other ones would be a shahakal, I would think maybe over here you don't make a bracha at all. Why? Because eating raw, ground up barley can create stomach worms, shebemayim in the stomach. Lo yivarach aleklal. I would not make a bracha at all. Kamash malon, kevin the islay anoim in a bay bruchik. Since lamaisa, when you're eating it, it is, you do have hana, you do have to make a bracha, but the bracha is a shahakal. Okay, let's go back to mechaber. Val sheicha tamarim on beer of made from dates. V'sheicha sarim and beer made from barley. It is it's also shahakal. Val mei sarim shemavashlo mechayla. They used to make almost like a tea. They would take sarim and let it soak in hot water. Those are also shahakal. Let's see the mishabur on these. Sheicha sarim hoyel v'utzal v'ayim l'shtiya. Since it's clear and made to be drunk. Ein anech shemachal tafshel. It's not considered a cooked item that has a mezainis in it, and therefore Shall chameishes mina dung and shivarach bayir mina mezainis. Sheim avarach bayir mezainis el al meichel. You only make a mezainis on a food. This is not a food. This is kemayish kasev shem reishes sivav. This is a drink and therefore it's a shahakel. Umash shemitaisus taf lamet ches. Dibra maschel hey. That fili yeshman kazayis mechdei achila pras. Even if there's a kazayis of barley in this amount that you're drinking, gam ken lemivarach el shahakel yibedvaray. It is a drink and you only make a shahakel. Same reason, even though you cooked barley in it, and normally a tafshel that has mezainis in it would become a mezainis. Over here, it's not considered a tafshel, but rather it's considered a drink. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber. Well, isrei the davra. These are certain kind of grasses that would grow wildly. They would chain in the zrayim, wouldn't plant it. It is also a shahakal. Let's see the mishabur on this. Isrei the davar filim tayvelechel. Even if they're good, my ace of shakirin shtrafa. I don't know what that is. A certain kind of grass. Shem olam chamutzim. They have like a sour taste. Filu laachas shabishul shu meichel sarim. This is something that would even be oil al shulchan melech. Mevarchim shahakal. It would be a shahakal. The enich shchash of kokach lepri. This is not, since they are not planted and they grow wildly, and it's not even a fruit, it's just sort of a grass, the Chachama would not misaken that this is chashev enough to get the special brach of Hadama, it remains a shahakal. Aval salatin, lettuce that we plant, kiyotzvich and nizru that you plant, bavarachim bayir pri Hadama, salad you make a bayir pri Hadama on. She'enam nizraim, that aren't planted, so now the Mishabura warns us, only when it comes to like these grasses, which are not chashiv in the sense that we don't plant it. It's not chashiv in the sense that it's not such a real food. It becomes the gedalim b'loy zriya. These just grow wildly. Aval perish em tevel amaychel. It's a fruit that is good for eating. Aval gedalim b'yarim aleihem. But you don't plant them. Kemoi pozmikis, like strawberries. Ukadoyma yesh levarach bar pri adama. Once it's an actual fruit, that is chashiv enough that it gets a bar pri adama, even if it grows wild. The fact that you don't plant it doesn't take away from the bracha. When it comes to grass, which as it is not shalchash of itself, and these are not being planted, so it has both problems, therefore it becomes a shahakal. Now, let's go back to the mechaba, val sheves shekaren anito, which seems to be a niece, okay? Val kamoin v'kazbor, and on kamoin is caraway, and kasbar is some other spice. The lataima avidi v'loy lachila, which are made, really primarily made for flavoring other things. You also make a shahakal if you're eating them on their own. The svarim struggle with this. Why do you, if it's a spice, why do you make shahakal? This seems to be the kind of flavorings that really can go both ways. They're primarily made for flavoring other dishes, which then you wouldn't make a bracha at all because there would be a tuffle to the dish. But they also have some sort of level of where they are eaten on its own. When it comes to vinegar, you mix it with water. Now, even though vinegar originally was wine that turned into vinegar, so it was originally a bayar pri agafen, once it's chaymetz, it loses its bracha completely because they are not royal achila on its own, and they're likely dangerous as well. However, you mix it with water, so it becomes drinkable. It does not go back to being a bar priya guffin. It becomes a shemavarech shahakal. All these things we listed over here become shahakal. Let's see the mishaburu v'akamayn, which we said is kimmel, which seems to be caraway. And the other one is alandri palaz. It doesn't make a difference if they're moist or dried. You mix it with honey. Nami shahakal. All these cases are shahakal. If you went ahead and you soaked the anise in water, then it becomes, the whole water gets the rule of the anise. This goes back to, we had the whole discussion. We spoke about vegetable soups and creamed vegetable soups. Although it seems that the Svarim will write that those things should have been Hadama Lamaisa, we know you can make a Shahakal. The same thing would apply over here. If you made some sort of a knee soup, but you don't, you're, and it doesn't have actual pieces in it. Acharai Lishtas, you mix the vinegar, the Aftamit Chilhayayayayay, and even though it was originally wine, Kavich and Ishtanev, and Naisachayimit, since it became vinegar, Ibid Malasa, it no longer has the Cheshivas of wine. Now that you're making it drinkable again, it doesn't go back to be a bar priya gafen, but rather it stays a shahakal. Let's see the next, the sif beis, ala chaymetz levade, if you're drinking pure vinegar, ein emevarech klum, you don't make any bracha mipnei shehu mazikai, because it is dangerous. Let's see the mishavura, ein emevarech, v'dafka v'chaymetz chazak, we're talking about very strong vinegar, shenes chametz kol kach, shemevabeya k'mashlich nois al aretz, it's so vinegary, that if you pour it on the ground, it bubbles. You do have a noyim. You have to make a shahakol on it. You can't say that there is no bracha on it. So this that he said, that you don't make a bracha, is talking about very, very strong vinegar. Gimel, says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Recha Chala. Let's say you have wine that it started going bad, so it has a smell of vinegar, but with time of chamra, it still tastes like wine. Chamra hu, that's considered wine. Umevarach alav bayir pri agafen, it retains its bracha of bayir pri agafen. Let's see, mishabur reicha chalas, siv zeh, siv dalad, bayir levayir, oidis yayin shehischol, liskalkol, you have wine that started getting ruined. Umitivoy, shemitchiloy miskalka reichoy, v'achakach taima. Initially, when wine starts going bad, it first starts getting a little bit of a bad smell. Smell vinegary, then the wine goes bad. But if you drink that wine, it still tastes like wine. Maybe not as good as it tastes originally, but it still tastes like wine. That does not lose a bracha. Now the Mishabur Mechaber Sif Dalet talks about the other side of the coin. Kol shen minei adam nimnoy l'shloisa minei chamitzusai, that it became so vinegary that people will avoid drinking it. Aim of Archanol of Bar Priagoff, and you don't make it Bar Priagoff, and El Shahako says the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, Bishaloi Nasadain Taima Chalal Gemurah. It didn't yet go completely vinegary. Rak Shehischel Taima Les Chametz. It did start getting a little bit of a vinegary taste. People will generally refrain from drinking it. Then, because the shahako, the bracha is a shahako. So basically, what he's saying here by wine, it starts going bad in the sense that it just started getting some vinegary smell, but it still tastes like wine. That's a bayir priagofen. When does it flip to a shahako? Is when it gets to the point that people are going to refrain from eating it. When does it lose its whole din of bracha? You don't make a bracha at all. When it gets to the point that it's so vinegary that it bubbles when it's on the ground, that means it totally turned to vinegar. So I just want to go back over here. You see how confusing this halachas are, especially as we start seeing, right, that some of these things can change as the consumption and how people treat it. So I'm just going to read to you here. He talks over here. He brings down a whole sugya on bran, right? So a bunch of years ago, bran wasn't really something that people ate. Bran is basically the shell of the tvua, right? And people wouldn't eat it. So, but bezman hazeh, all of a sudden it became a health food, right? So legabe subin, I'm just going to read it to you from the notes over here. Even though it's mechamesh saminim, kamakam hoyovin asmi klipa, just made from the shell. Bechasam shahakol. So Moshe says, who eats bran? It's a shahakol. That's not what we grew it for. Vedasa, Rabbi Yashiv, and brought down in the Avnei Yashva, Rabbi Feinhandel, Zecharin Levroch, Hashem, Bizmaneinu, Chenis Rabu, Al-Ichlim Subin, that comes today. Moshe died 30 years ago. So, comes today, more people are eating bran. Yesh l'spapik, Shema bechasam be'er pri'adama. Maybe it's like chitim because now people are, it's become a food. So now we got a shayla. Mermesha writes that it's shahakal, but maybe Mermesha's times people didn't eat it. Rabbi Yashiv writes, it's Adama. Maybe it's a mezainis. Maybe it's a mezainis. They can get more elevated into bread. This you can also make into bread. Because the ani would mix this stuff into his flour to make bread. Maybe even if now it became more of a popular food, maybe because of the reason that there is another place that this can get elevated to, maybe it should be shahako. Right? What happens if I mix some bran into my yogurt? Because it's good, it's fiber, and it helps you digest your food. So even though your yogurt is more than your bran, maybe it should be mezainis. Since it's only for curative purposes, it's not really giving a flavor. In Masik Shem Shiyashav Arachaleim Shahakel, you should make a Shahakel. Mikol Morakim, Roy Leichlam Petaches Suda. Better just eat it during a meal. I Leichel Davish Bechasim Eat a Mezainus. Davish with Shahakel. Eat a Mezainus and Shahakel before and lift the Gamazet. Just a related topic over here, but you see how confusing some of this can be. Okay, we'll stop over here. And today I actually remember that it is Thursday, and we will Matzah Shem continue on Monday.